obviously my first 1,000 run season, obviously after 2014, where unfortunately I think we only batted once every game. So for me, obviously personally, it's very pleasing, but I just wanted to keep contributing to the team and trying to put us in a good position going forward and trying to win the game of cricket.
Been a good form lately, I think, as well.
Yeah, okay, the last couple of games I haven't sent many runs, but I felt good all year, and obviously it's something that cricket tests you sometimes mentally, and I've trusted the work I did in the winter and took into pre-season and took it into obviously the county fixtures and I've backed that this year. Unfortunately enough for me, I've played okay. Still a big job for me to do. I failed in the last two games and possibly the second innings here. So I just want to contribute to the team and hoping that me and Adam can keep putting the team on the front foot.
How the change? Because you changed your technique quite a lot, haven't you? How has that sort of helped you?
Not massively. I think I probably just last year I probably whacked my base got a little bit too wide, so I took my head over. So I wasn't lining the ball up as well as I used to do. So probably just went back to what I probably used to do a little bit more. So then obviously you get the contrast from last year to this year, it looks like a big change, but obviously if you look at from 2013-14, it's back to similar-ish. But I have tweaked and I put the work in the winter and then it was a case of me trusting that. And luckily enough this year I've played okay, and hopefully I can contribute to the team going into the end of September.
It's a good fight back, isn't it, from last year? You had, by your own admission, a tough season, so to get 1,000 runs, is it?
Yeah, I was poor last year, I think averaged 33, 34, something like that. Obviously I have high standards of myself and my game, and I wasn't happy with it, and obviously went away. But sometimes I think you have to have a backward step to find out a little bit more about yourself, and I feel that I've probably, that little bit more experience has probably helped me in this year. When you sometimes question or waver in your faith, this year I've backed myself in what I do, and previous years as a young player you probably doubt yourself, so that's probably been a good thing for me.
In terms of the position of the game, you're really well placed now.
Yeah, we are. I think the pitch, it seems around all day, so it's been it was tough work. So I think if we can get another 100 runs, 150 runs would be amazing. If we get up to scrap our way up to 500, I think that'd be a great score on that wicket. But Durham are a tough team and they'll score hard, and we need to bat well tomorrow, and then we need to put the ball in the right areas. But it seemed all day, so it's promising signs for obviously our attack.
Nice little boost at the end of the day with the Middlesex score.
Yeah, I heard that. The hat trick, wasn't it? I think it's obviously it's comforting to know, but Middlesex are a good team, and tomorrow they could put on 350, 400 in the day, and the game slipped on its head, so we won't look too much into that. But hopefully Notts can play some good cricket and give them a good game.